Yo, we back. And you know where we at, man. The Cain is Able podcast, where we talk about everything everybody else scared to talk about. And again, I must emphasize that we back. You know what I mean? I know it's been a while. Y'all been hitting me up, asking me, am I still doing my podcast? And you know, why I ain't been doing the podcast. But you know, due to unforeseeable personal reasons, I had to take a little hiatus, you know, get my mind together. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you gotta isolate so you can elevate. You know what I mean? But we back, and it's only fitting that for my comeback return show after my hiatus, that I have my big brother, one of my closest homies, one of my most loyal fans, my dog Philly in the building. What's up with you, boy?
What's up, boy? How you?
Hey, man, I'm cooling, man. How about you?
Man, maintaining, man. Taking it day by day, man. Glad to be here. Mm-hmm. 'Cause Cain is motherfucking able. And the lovely, lovely Shay Janae is not here.
Hey, man, you know how women are.
Yeah.
They live to disappoint.
Goddamn, Shay. You know, fuck sending emails, I pulled up on you and you just ain't here. But it's all good.
Yeah, I tried to make it a surprise and she surprised us by not even showing up.
Well, jokes on us.
Jokes on her. Yeah, shit.
She missed out.
Hey, man, she'll be all right. We'll catch her.
You know it.
How was your flight, man?
Oh man, that drunk. Oh, I forgot where I'm at. The flight was long in time in the air. I was gonna say it was long, but knowing you,
I was definitely gonna pause it.
Right. So
I was definitely gonna pause it.
Long time wise, I flew into DC for the first time, had a layover, and then flew into Charlotte. Long flight, but I'm here. You know what I mean?
Briefly, can you explain real quick to somebody who's never flown? Like international like that, and I'm not talking about like Jamaica or Cancun, like international, like to the other side of the pond, like what is that flight like, and maybe give them some advice on, you know, how to make yourself more comfortable for such a long flight.
The first thing I'm sorry.
No, I'm gonna say and kind of be realistic with how much money they can expect to spend on a flight like that.
All right, so to fly economy will be anywhere between $1,800 and $2,500. That's coach economy round trip.
Right.
First class anywhere between $7,000 and $10,000. But you gotta pay how you weigh. As far as advice for the trip, stay up for 2 whole days before so you can be dog ass tired on that drone. If not, if you believe in Tylenol PM, melatonin, any of that, take them. If you rock out with edibles and getting high and getting drunk, do that. Because the average American sleeps like what, 6 hours a night?
Yeah, 4 to 6, I believe.
All right, so you sleep for 6 hours, you still got 8 more hours to go.
So how did you get the melatonin through the airport to, you know?
Melatonin is regular.
I mean, not the melatonin, but the edibles. I meant to say the edibles.
Oh, you got to eat them before you get on the plane. You got to, like, medicate before you go to the airport. Also, I would say if you are a reader, read a book, or books plural. If you are a writer, or you like do your journal or something, you should like journal or write. If you're into meditating, whatever takes a lot of time, you can do it on that flight. Or I would say join the Mile High Club, which I am not a member of yet, but you can have sex on the plane.
Really?
Yes.
Like no, knowingly?
No, in the bathroom. I'm not talking about knowingly. You got to kind of sneak and do it. Well, first class is like a pod. You can like lay down and close it, so you can do it there, and they're not gonna fuck with you. But regular economy, nah. You wouldn't go to jail on the flight, but when you landed, you would be, you know, arrested.
So do you really think shit happened on flights like that? Like how it was on Wolf of Wall Street?
Never seen the movie.
Damn.
So what happened on that?
It was a lot of fucking on the plane. Like out in the open, like no bathroom type shit. Like a lot of coke snorting.
Was it like a private, like corporate, like when Big Meat ran out the whole plane to go to Cancun? Was it like that, or was it a regular commercial flight?
It was all his employees.
Oh, so that means he rented out the flight. Yeah. That's kind of like, it was a story about wrestlers, and the same shit was happening. It was drug use, and they were going to like China or Japan or something. And they were saying like niggas was fucking the stewardess and all that, but it was like, let's say, for example, say Vince McMahon rented out chartered the plane. So all employees and just the crew.
Mm-hmm.
So it was whatever, but we're regular people. Hell nah.
Ah, gotcha.
But yeah, the key is stay awake and find things to waste time, whether it's reading, writing, watching movies, crossword puzzles, Sudoku, whatever, because you're going to wake up and still have still be having, excuse me, hours to go, not still be.
Yeah, you know, a regular normal work shift is 8 hours. You know, like a plan or something is 12. You still ain't still, there yet.
Nah, that joint, like, you got to stay up or go to the gym and have an extreme workout and then go to the airport so you can, like, fall asleep.
And it's a time difference.
Yes. So right now we are 7 hours ahead of y'all because of daylight savings. So even if you do all that, when you land, your body is still going to be on where you came from. Yeah. Time, you know what I mean? But the good thing about the flights from here is you leave at nighttime.
Right.
So, like, your body is used to being asleep overnight. But the bad thing is you're going to wake up regular time in the morning, stateside time.
Yeah.
And still be in the middle of nowhere. I'm like, damn, we got 7 more hours.
Once you land, what's the adjustment period of your body getting adjusted to the time difference? How many days you think it takes?
For me, now, like, two. For a regular person, damn near a week. Because your mind is constantly saying, it's blah, blah, blah at home. It's blah, blah, blah at home. And then before you know it, it's time for you to leave.
Yeah. My man was telling me his wife, whenever they're flying somewhere with, you know, they haven't been international like that, but, like, you know, Jamaica, Cancun, Vegas, places like that, Miami. He said that while they're sitting in the airport waiting for their flight or their boarding, his wife is a big social media celebrity follower. So, you know, she's always on Shade Room. She's always on Media Takeout. She's always on, you know, Nicki Minaj page, Cardi B. She's like a celebrity follower.
Oh, so she'll comment on their pages.
Nah. So what he said she do is that while they're waiting to board, she will go. You know, most of those posts from those celebrities in Shade Room have like 4,000 comments, 50,000.
Oh, she'll read all the comments.
Nah, she'll screenshot all of them.
So she can read them on the plane.
And that's her entire flight. It's just reading, like listening to music. While reading the comments from all those posts.
That shows you how much time we can spend on bullshit. I mean, no offense to her.
Right.
But that's nuts. You can spend a lot of hours just reading comments from people that you don't know or never
know. Don't know. Yeah.
But I mean, hey, shout out to her.
Yeah, I mean, it works for her.
Yeah, she might be like a blogger or something later on, and that could be studying her craft.
Yeah, because, you know, those posts from those celebrities, they could damn post a picture of their pinky toe and they have 8,000 comments. And she would literally go through
and
he say she'll do like maybe 10, 15 screenshots on this post.
And that's her entertainment.
10, 15 on another celebrity post. 10, 15 on, like, you know, something that went viral. That's a video that happened between, say, a cop and a civilian or, you know, a Karen or something like that. And she'll screenshot the comments and that's her flight.
But you know what? On the low, that's pretty smart because she's actually reading.
She's reading, and she's reading something that she's interested in.
Yeah, so
reading.
I take that back. That's something I wouldn't do, but I respect it.
It's definitely time consuming.
Yeah, it shows.
You know what I mean? Because, you know, it's not, it'll be much easier to download an audio book, you know what I'm saying, or find a website where you could read a biography or a short monologue or something, but it's very, and you got to think about the data and the memory you probably using. You got to delete all that shit when
I
you
hope
land.
She has a terabyte iPhone because.
Hey, man.
But nah, shout out to her. That's creative. That's creative.
And for y'all that don't know, when Philly said we are 7 hours ahead of y'all, by that he means originally he came here from Qatar.
Yes.
So that's in the Middle East for y'all that don't know.
It is not Dubai for the 1,000th time. It is not. I do not live in Dubai. I live in Qatar, 45 minutes away.
Yeah, it's not far. Not far apart, but it's not the same thing. A lot of similarities, but not the same place. That's just like a lot of people try to say South Carolina and North Carolina the same place,
no,
and it's not.
Big difference, yeah.
Big difference.
Yeah.
Shit, man. You been seeing that shit that been going on with Diddy lately and all his accusations?
Unfortunately, they have come across my table, my desk, and I'm biased, but I'm going to say that some of these things I don't believe are true. I believe that... I don't want to get you canceled. I believe that maybe 25% of the accusations could be true, but all 100%, I feel like no, because it would have surfaced in the 90s or the early 2000s.
Yeah.
And I feel like now it's just because he paid Cassie, other people are piling on those things.
Just like they did Michael and Bill.
Exactly. Like once you pay, the sharks smell blood in the water or see blood in the water and they all come out and they can say anything. And because you're so embarrassed, you're like, fuck, let me pay something. Like that producer that said young Miami cousin was trying to suck his dick and have a freak off and all that. That could have happened, but you waited until Diddy paid Cassie to say something.
Right.
And here's the thing. I don't know how young Miami's cousin looks, but she's trying to suck your dick. That's not gay.
Not at all.
Now, if it was some other shit, the nigga was trying to hit you with the strap or something. You know what I mean? But if Carisha cousin looked like her, you probably should have fucked her, my man.
Yeah,
but I don't know the
not you look gay for not taking the opportunity.
Yeah, now it's like you telling. So I don't know, but I feel like, man, I don't want to be that boy. I know Doogie and Jones. Shout out Doogie and Jones with the conspiracy theories and Be Easy with the little.
Yeah,
all of a sudden, when Diddy sued that company that owns Ciroc and DeLeon,
yep,
all this shit came out. I'm not going to go as far as Bill Cosby was trying to buy a TV network, but before he sued that company for $1 billion or whatever, we heard none of this.
Well, but we did hear some.
When?
No.
Oh, go ahead.
We have heard previous artists or previous employees say little slick stuff about Diddy prior to
him paying cash. Okay, I give you that. But all of a sudden, you sue some, I'm assuming, white-owned company for $1 billion or whatever it was, and then say they didn't pay you. And then all of a sudden, not only does the case go away, now you start losing money, losing endorsements. I feel like he barked up the wrong tree. What the white boys say, the more you fuck around,
you gonna find out.
And I think that nigga fucked around and found out. Like, you, maybe he should have told them, give me $200 million or something, but it was like the audacity.
Well, you know, normally you shoot high because you're probably gonna land low.
Well, but I think even suing them and saying publicly, they didn't pay me, blah, 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 he was trying to embarrass them. And I feel like they got the last laugh. And, you know, let me say that if the things that he's accused of are true, my heart goes out to the victims. So let me say that. But I do feel like it's mighty ironic that Cassie waited until this new law came out where you had
a certain time frame.
And it's like, I'm not going to say Cassie didn't go through this. All I'm saying is, why did you wait until now? And I'm not victim blaming or shaming, but it's just
Melanie Woods. Don't you bring your ass on?
Shout out to Mel
coming up, because I know how you're an advocate for rape accusations, sexual abuse, and things of that nature.
Hey.
Because you know you could try to throw numbers at Mel or try to make it like how many. Just yes, I know it's double the victims that are telling the truth than there's not. But you know, sometimes, you know, it's some stories get fabricated, some stories get made up because of situations like this that benefit them. So Mel, don't come shooting the messenger. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? We just speaking our own thoughts and opinions, not saying this stuff didn't happen to her.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
The timing of it
looks a little fishy.
I feel like, respectfully to her husband, if her husband was a super duper millionaire, this never comes out.
Nope.
But because he's not, I feel as though, it's just Philly speaking, hypothetically, Cassie told her husband what happened, and that guy,
You can't beat his ass, you can't touch him, you can't outlaw him.
All you can do is hit him in his pockets, accusations, and make him pay. And I'm going to assume that guy isn't black. I don't know.
I wonder.
But I don't think a black man would want his woman to get, not slandered, but to get exposed.
Shit,
for a check.
If fucking 30 million or 50 million involved, shit, the fuck?
Nah.
The shit.
You got pride. Because now it's known that allegedly your woman was getting hit by sex workers and doing this and doing that. No amount of money. Nah.
Okay, shit.
Nah.
It's some low life scumbags out here now.
But I'm talking about stand up men. They don't want to even think about someone hitting
their
woman.
If they pocket straight, you right.
Right.
But if they pockets ain't straight, man, listen, I might be able to overlook all this shit they about to say about you in the press if we about to be 50 million richer.
Cause all it's gonna take is that one ball. That's why Diddy had the ball butt fucking your.
I'm $50 million richer, brother.
It sound good.
It sound good.
So everywhere you go, that's the nigga wife that got fucked by Diddy and another nigga with a 13 inch dick in.
You stay out of the limelight. Like, nobody even know who you is.
Your family knows.
Ah, fuck that. Hey, don't ask me for no money.
Thanksgiving. Hey, cuz.
Don't ask me for no money.
Hey, cuz. Yeah, man. Your girl was at the freak out. Like, now you fighting at Thanksgiving.
Nah, I ain't fighting. I'm gonna go buy your crib.
Yeah, that's the ultimate fuck you.
ain't gonna sell it or rent it out. I'm gonna tear it down.
You gotta ride by it. Oh,
no,
you
gonna tear it out.
Oh, you like Tiger Woods' wife?
Yeah,
ex-wife, man.
Ex-wife, I'm that shit. Cause I got money now.
No, you need to keep it. Keep it exactly how it is. Let the nigga ride by that joint every day. Like,
nah, that shit gone.
No,
See, seeing it is going to hurt more.
Yeah,
you keep
true.
It exact, like if you buy his cars, buy everything in it, keep it exactly the, like a museum, like a shrine,
mm-hmm.
and let him ride by that joint every day. Just know, like, yeah, nigga, this mine. Yeah. You can't do
that. Yeah, because I got 50 million now. You said what?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Don't
cool.
worry about it.
Call the account. Hey, 3749 Lincoln Avenue.
Need that.
Overbid.
Wait, is that a regular person?
Who?
I mean, like, is that like somebody's address?
Nah, I'm
about
up.
To say that drone came, like that drone popped into your head. I'm like, damn, where are they there? Now you know how I can't really feel about your motherfucking ass. But
I do got five motherfuckers that if we ever get to the purge stage or purge.
No, can't say it.
I'm not gonna say it.
No,
buddy,
listen.
Hell yeah.
You see Young Thug in them. You cannot say it.
I'm not gonna say it, but just know I've been thinking it since about 2007.
Allegedly, in an alternate universe,
mm-hmm.
and leave it there. Because if you say it, someone will find this show. And so nah, we joking.
Yeah,
it's just jokes, hypothetical.
Yeah, but I did go find this timeline of Diddy and the shit he got going on. So
allegedly.
So you know, in 1990, that's when he started his career with Uptown under Andre Harrell. In 1990/91, according to a November 2023 lawsuit, Diddy and R&B singer Aaron Hall allegedly sexually assaulted an unnamed victim and a friend after a music industry event, then beat her several days later when they confronted her. 1991.
Time out. Let me stop you.
Oh shit.
You said what year?
1991.
Where is it right now?
24.
Do the math real quick. Not putting you on the spot, but
like,
I'm just
like
saying.
34 years.
So they waited. I'm not saying it didn't happen.
Right.
You wait 34 years to say something.
Mm-hmm.
You're not gonna get justice. So what are you after?
Money.
Mel, make it make sense. They didn't go to the cops. This is a civil suit.
Civil suit, yeah.
So you wait 34 years with pain and suffering and all that stuff, and you wait to sue for money now. Mel, again, make it make sense.
Again in 91, according to another November 2023 lawsuit, Combs allegedly drugs, sexually assaults, and videotapes 19-year-old Joy Dickerson after going on a date with him. 1993, he got fired from Uptown. That's when he started Bad Boy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's when he started getting rich because, you know, he started the careers of Craig Mack, Biggie, Mace, The Lox, Faith Evans, you know what I'm saying?
Mm, total 112.
Yep. 96, he's found guilty of criminal mischief for threatening a photographer. 98, he started throwing his annual Hamptons all-white parties. And, you know, that's when people started calling him the modern-day Gatsby.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, that's when they started believing a lot of these things started escalating. They couldn't, you know, to us regular folks, people really feel or say that a lot of weird shit happened at these rich people parties.
How niggas know and they ain't never been there?
Yeah.
That's my, like, if you been there.
Yeah, you can speak to it.
But if you ain't never been there, you assume.
Right. Who was the bald, well, not bald head, but the chick with the little mini afro that was coming out like a year or two ago?
Jaguar Wright.
Yeah. Do you think she was ever around any of that shit? Because she speak on it a lot. And a lot of like
maybe
weird shit.
At one point I think she could have had access to that type stuff, but I think at this point she's on the outside looking in and she seems a little bitter. Now right now, if Travis Scott or Lil Baby come out and say, you know, there's some crazy shit going on with the Michael Rubin John,
mm-hmm.
I'ma believe it.
Well, Cat Williams did say that did he like the party, you got to tell him no.
What?
You got to tell him no.
Hey, I can't argue that. Cat Williams might, you know, listen.
And he said he pays people to get those secrets.
Hey man, all I'm gonna say is I wasn't at the party, so I don't know. But I can believe it's some next level.
You did you ever watch Power? Like the first series, the one with Ghost.
Yeah,
the dog.
Yeah.
You remember when he went to go try to basically blackmail? Was it a Stern?
Yeah, the white boy. Yeah.
And then he went to his like apartment. His wife was like, "Yeah, he's at his apartment having one of his parties
with the young boy that fuck with Tyreek, right?" The one he had make the crypto? Wasn't that one of Stern's little boyfriends?
Yeah, but, okay. But remember this particular episode when he went to go with Stern's wife, because you know he was trying to blackmail and get him signed over back to clubs and shit. Mm-hmm. The party he was having was basically a bunch of fucking men just fucking each other all over the apartment.
I can believe it.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
you better believe it.
Yeah. Yeah, shit like that. Like if a nigga said, yeah, dog, you know I was at this party, your boy Philly was there.
Oh, my man. Oh, hey, yo. Philly was there doing what?
It must be Door dashing.
Must be two Philly. It must be two side.
So 99. Diddy is arrested, of course. This is the time where, you know, they had the he beat up Steve Stout along with two bodyguards.
The Hate Me Now video.
Yeah. Then when he publicly apologized, Stout basically withdrew his lawsuit.
He paid him money.
$500,000, half a mil.
Exactly.
The charges was dropped. Diddy pleaded guilty to a lesser charge of harassment and got anger management class for one day.
That's regular.
Again in 99, now it's December.
This club
is the shooting with Shine and J Lo. Allegedly. But he's ultimately acquitted.
Cause he got money.
Now money's starting to talk.
All right, but the first couple of drones were like rape accusations.
Right.
So you're right. Okay.
March 2000. That's when he starts making the band.
What he did that year?
Just making the band. You know, it went on to go for 12 seasons. That when he created, you know, Danny the Kane, Day 26. You know what I'm saying?
Dialine.
March 26, 2021. In a lawsuit, local TV host Roger Mills sues Combs, accusing him of assault, false imprisonment, destruction of property, intentional infliction of emotional distress, and a civil conspiracy in an exchange where Combs' entourage roughed him up and destroyed his camera. Diddy's lawyer said, as we have yet to be served with this complaint, we are unable to comment on specific allegations.
No comment.
However, any claim that Mr. Combs participated in any wrongdoing is totally false. Furthermore, facilitating the press with this baseless complaint is a blatant attempt to exploit Mr. Combs' celebrity for media attention.
Yes.
And in 2024, a jury found favor in Diddy.
Yeah, here's the thing. If my bodyguards put hands on me, that's my bodyguard.
Yeah, that's the bodyguard. Before you go, I want you just to remember the statement. This is a baseless complaint. Is a blatant attempt to exploit Mr. Combs' celebrity. Just remember that statement.
Okay.
So again, if my bodyguards do something to you and I ain't touch you, unless you can prove I called the play.
Yeah.
It's nothing.
Yeah, right.
Now we go to 2003. Again. This happened in 2003, but according to a December 2023 lawsuit, Combs and his former Bad Boy Records president, Harv Pierre, and a third unidentified man allegedly gang raped an unnamed 17-year-old victim at a Manhattan recording studio.
All right. So, let's just. So, they saying Diddy gay, right?
Facts.
So why are we hearing these things with the women? Allegedly, this woman, that woman. Make up y'all mind. Make up y'all goddamn mind. Like he say on the drum with French Montana and Ross.
You know, back
is
then,
he gay? Is he not? What you
know back
say
then in the 90s, early 2000s, it was still kind of frowned upon to be.
But
out.
He did he?
Yeah, but that's why he couldn't be out because back then, you know, black men rich. You know, he might not even want to attach his name back then.
Hey, listen, man. I'm not saying he did do it. I'm not saying he didn't do it. I'm just saying the timing is crazy. That's all.
All right. So now we're at July 6, 2004, which is kind of irrelevant, but he shows up to one of his Hampton all-white parties, and in his possession, he has the Declaration of Independence. And they said that marked a new level of fortune and braggadocio for the mogul.
And that's when them CAC said, listen, you going down, son.
So now we fast forward to 2005. That's when he meets Cassie for the first time and expresses interest in wanting to sign her to his label. At the time, he's 37, she's 19.
Oh, all right. I can't really. All right.
So now, February 2006, Cassie signed a 10-album deal with Bad Boy Entertainment.
Damn.
Her debut single, Me and You, is released and her self-titled album drops the same year. Mm. According to a November 2023 lawsuit, Combs' vicious cycle of abuse begins. She alleged that years of physical, psychological, and emotional abuse. She claims Diddy forced her to purchase and take illegal drugs like cocaine, ketamine, and ecstasy. Mm. He filmed her as he forced her to participate in sex with male sex workers in multiple cities for his own voyeuristic pleasure in a practice he called freak-offs. And that he beat her on many occasions in retaliation for talking to other men, often with witnesses present. Fast forward to 2007, Diddy becomes a marketing ambassador, and stakeholder for Ciroc Vodka by beverage maker Diageo. And that went Ciroc and vodka sales overall will skyrocket.
Hey, hold on. I got something. I don't know if the microphone is gonna pick it up. But if this is true, hold on.
This is a sick Negro. Right, we definitely picked it up. Hey, we might need to keep that on standby. Alright. So now we fast forward to March 6, 2007. In a lawsuit, Gerald Recognizer alleges that Diddy punched him, pushed his girlfriend, and tried to spit on another woman outside Teddy's nightclub.
Now, I ain't gonna lie. I believe that.
Outside of a Hollywood Roosevelt hotel. In a statement, Cone's attorney, Benjamin Braffin, says, it's just another example of an opportunist seeking to fabricate a lawsuit based on a flat-out lie to try to take advantage of Mr. Cone's celebrity status.
I ain't gonna lie. I believe he did that.
Case settled out of court in March 2008. The terms undisclosed.
Guilty.
Alright, we fast forward to May 11, 2007. So this is what, March, 2 months later. In a complaint to police, Combs, Making the Band co-star Lorianne Gibson, alleges that he
Boom Boom Cat.
He threatened her with a chair while New Edition's Michael Bivins held her in place.
I don't mean to laugh if it happened.
Diddy's attorney, Braffman again, claims Gibson overreacted to theatrics performed for the cameras. Sources claim to the New York Daily News that he yelled for the cameras to be turned off. This is just another example of a false accusation by someone trying to take advantage of Sean's success and celebrity status.
If the glove don't fit, you must be a quit.
Now, remember I told you, remember that statement.
Yeah.
All right.
Because he ain't going to make it with his casting shit. I see where you going with that. He going to say something totally different.
Yeah.
That nigga guilty.
So now... So he seemed to keep his nose clean for 3 years, because that was May 11, 2007. Now we fast forward to 2010. But this is also stemming from a 2023 November lawsuit. Ventura, which is Cassie again, claims all aspects of her life were controlled by either Mr. Combs or his management companies. She claims he paid for her apartment and all living expenses, and that he had access to her medical records. For instance, when Ms. Ventura began experiencing memory loss, potentially due to excessive drug use and or head injuries caused by Mr. Combs' beatings, as described below. Her MRI results were provided directly to Mr. Combs. Mr. Combs also repeatedly arranged for his staff to drive Ms. Ventura to certain doctor's appointments. In this way, Mr. Combs exerted ownership over Ms. Ventura.
Hey, listen, I ain't trying to be funny, but it sounds like she got elite level CTE. Antonio Brown, man.
Yeah, facts. So now Diddy seems to keep his nose clean for two more years.
And then Diddy beat up this, the coach at UCLA because his son ain't getting no burn.
Nah, we ain't even made it there yet. So now we've been in February 2012. But again, this is another 2023 lawsuit from Cassie, where she alleged that Diddy said he was going to blow up the car of Kid Cudi, whom Cassie was dating at the time, and that he wanted to ensure that Kid Cudi was home with his friends when it happened. Around that time, Kid Cudi's car exploded in his driveway. Kid Cudi, in his statement to the New York Times, corroborated the account.
Hey, man, not trying fast
forward. Not he a mob boss.
Not trying fast forward, but didn't something happen with Meek Jones? He was driving and the brakes went out or some shit recently?
I ain't know nothing about that.
I heard something. He said he was driving and the brakes went out. I don't. Diddy did that shit. Not me, but Kid Cudi, he blew that joint up, nigga.
Now he a mob boss.
What he saying? Day and night, that's him? Day and night. Yep. The lonely stole. Boom, motherfucker. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I believe
Diddy. And he said he want all his homies there so they can see the shit.
Yeah, he did that. All right, so out of all 18 things you say he did too, he pushed the nigga outside the club in Hollywood and he blew up Cudi joint. All the other ones, I don't know. All
right, so now we fast forward a year. That's when Diddy launches the Revolt TV. The network later expands into the radio, digital, and film space.
Owned by a black man.
Yep. So now we know things probably about to get murky.
Mm-hmm.
So now we get to January 2014. Diddy announces a new joint venture with Diageo De Leon Tequila, and again becomes synonymous with the liquor brand.
Yep.
So now you're getting richer, but you're still black.
Yeah, that's still nigga.
Now, fast forward to 2015. Diddy celebrates his 20th anniversary of Bad Boy Records with a box set and a tour featuring the label's legacy signees. Now he keeps his nose clean for 3 years. Now, September 2018, After multiple attempts to sever ties with Diddy, Ventura says she met with him to have dinner. Like, you meet with a nigga you say you're scared of.
Right.
And believed it was the talk of concluding her bad boy contract and have a discussion about concluding their relationship for good.
Girl, you ain't put out no fucking 10 albums.
But after the dinner, Ventura alleged he forced himself into her apartment and forcibly raped her. From her November 2023 suit, soon thereafter, Ms. Ventura took steps to completely separate herself from her longtime abuser, including by leaving the home that he paid for and returning the car he purchased for her.
Mel, where you at, Mel?
Yo, you know she coming.
Come on, Mel.
You know she coming. Where
you at? Because I'm not even going to respond to that. That's, once again, the key thing I'm hearing, November 2023. If all this shit been going on, and I'm not saying it wasn't, Cassie, why you ain't been say something?
Because he had a deadline.
Hey, man, you said it, not me. I'm just saying. Now, if she'd have come out and said all this shit and said, I don't want any money,
mm-hmm.
I'd have been like, well, shit, she ain't gaining nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But because it was an undisclosed dollar amount,
mm-hmm.
I'm not saying it's a money grab, but it appears to be likely, possibly could be.
I wonder what the statute of limitations is on rape.
That's a good question that I don't.
Because why not just file criminal charges if it's not about the money? If the statute of limitations hasn't run.
I don't
know,
because didn't the Bill Cosby shit with Janice Dickinson was like 76 or something? And it, I don't know. I don't want to lie.
That's why I say I wonder.
Yeah.
So now we fast forward from 2018 to 2022. That's when he receives the Lifetime Achievement Award at the 2022 BET Awards and performs a medley of his hits with special guest stars during the award ceremony. Fast forward to October of the same year, Forbes reports that Combs is a certified billionaire.
There you go.
Listen. Thanks to his deals with Diageo and Revolt TV.
Boy, listen.
So now, you know, now the water getting muddy.
Listen.
So now we go in from 2022 to 2023. In February of 2024, listen. Lawsuit. Producer Lil Rod Jones, a former producer of Combs who worked with him on his latest release, the Love album, Off the Grid, alleges that the music mogul groped him repeatedly, and during the duration of making the album, Combs forced Jones to solicit sex workers, take illegal drugs, and more. The suit names others close to Combs, including Combs' son, Justin, and high-ranking members of Motown Records and Universal Music Group as co-defendants.
All right, I got to call BS on this one because I heard about this, John. This one, he allegedly had to wear a bad boy hat to the strip club to let them know Puffy was in the building. You ain't hear about that?
Nah.
So allegedly, the boy had to wear a hat that said Bad Boy Entertainment, go to the club, and that was like the heads up to the sex workers. Yo, Puff Daddy here, he wants y'all. Here's why I call bullshit on that. It's 2024. All you got to do is go on fucking Instagram and be like, yo, what's up? You don't got to send a nigga to the club with a Bad Boy Records t-shirt and hat, and that's going to signify. It's like high-level escorts, or so I've heard.
Mm-hmm.
You call a person, tell them what you want, and they send it to you. It's no need to send some fucking producer who don't know how shit work to go to the club and wear a Bad Boy hat or a Bad Boy shirt, and that's the signal for we in the city. That's not how it works.
Right.
So I don't believe this nigga.
All right.
Old line. Like, fuck him.
All right, so now we go to September 15th, 2023. Diddy receives a key to the city from New York from Mayor Eric Adams. Get to November 2023, we back to Cassie. She accuses Diddy of years of sexual misconduct, harassment, sex trafficking, and rape. Ventura's allegations lasted for the entirety of their working and personal relationship. Cassie files a civil suit in New York Superior Court under the state's Adult Survivors Act, a New York law permitting victims of sexual abuse a one-year window to file civil action regardless of the statute of limitations of the crimes themselves. Tiffany Redd, a songwriter and one of Cassie's collaborators, later publicly corroborates her claims. Combs, via his attorney, Benjamin Braffman,
yes, sir. Same
told the New York Times, Mr. Combs vehemently denies these offensive and outrageous allegations. Mm-hmm. For the past 6 months, Mr. Combs has been subjected to Ms. Ventura's persistent demand of $30 million under the threat of writing a damaging book about their relationship, which was unequivocally rejected as blatant blackmail. Despite withdrawing her initial threat, Ms. Ventura has now resorted to filing a lawsuit riddled with baseless and outrageous lies, aiming to tarnish Mr. Combs' reputation and seeking a payday. One day after the public filing of her suit, Ventura and Combs settle outside of court for an undisclosed amount. In a statement, Ventura says, I have decided to resolve this matter amicably amicably on terms that I have some level of control, while Combs' statement read, I wish Cassie and her family all the best. Love.
All right. Let's break this down. Diddy is worth what, allegedly?
At least a billion.
And I'm not saying all, because I have 30 million, because I don't, not yet. But if all she wanted was 30 million to keep all this shit under wraps, why the fuck didn't he pay the 30?
Because that'd have been a drop in the bucket for him. But that's also like admitting to.
But here's the thing, no one would have known. According to the.
But I think she had already started making the accusations. Because remember, some of the stuff, this was from February 2024.
You said.
No, this is from November 2023, is when she accused him.
If she said, I won 30, I'd have said, here go 40. If you worth a billion or close to it, to keep all this shit under wraps.
Take this money. That's like you got a grand in your pocket and somebody come to you and ask you for $30.
But someone that knows how you got that grand was illegal.
No. I'm just saying how much of a small drop in the bucket it would be if I got $1,000. I'm trying to put it in regular everyday people terms.
Okay, yeah. But that's that price.
You know, some people's like, man, hell no, that's 30 million. But to a person worth a billion.
They don't know what a billion is.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So if you got $1,000 in your pocket and somebody come and ask you for 30, that's like, not going to do nothing to that 1,000.
0.3% or something, or 3% or whatever. Yeah, I mean, if that's true, I feel like, damn, Diddy, you could have covered all this shit up for a 30 ball, but you chose not to.
Yep. So now we fast forward to November 2023. One day before the window for filing suits under the Adult Survivors Act is set to close,
Cassie,
two separate lawsuits alleging misconduct in the early 1990s are filed against Combs in New York Superior Court, one by Joy Dickerson and the other by an unnamed plaintiff.
Okay.
That's November 23rd, 2023.
The day before
the year. 5 days later, on November 28th, 2023, Combs temporarily steps down as chairman of Revolt TV amid a lawsuit.
Smart.
Yeah, and it's also probably some of them white investors saying, hey,
take a step back.
Yeah, now you fucking with my money.
Yeah.
December 6th, 2023, the unnamed fourth person comes forward accusing Combs and others of gang rape in 2003. 20 years ago. Again on December 6th, 2023, after only speaking through his attorney up until this point, Diddy denies the accusations via his Instagram account, writing, enough is enough. 4 days later, December 10th, 2023, in response to the accusations, 18 brands severed ties with Combs' black-owned e-commerce venture Empower Global. Now they starting to cut ties with him.
Now they're hurting his pockets.
December 11th, 2023, a public petition started by feminist and survivor advocacy group Ultraviolet circulates, calling the Recording Academy to rescind Combs' 2024 Grammy nomination for Progressive R&B Album amid the sexual abuse allegations. Also December 11, 2023, the Recording Academy releases a statement in response to Diddy's 2024 Grammy nomination and the allegations. We are taking this matter very seriously, and we are in the process of evaluating it with the time and care that it deserves. December 13th, 2023, in response to the accusations, streaming network Hulu scraps a reality show project featuring Diddy that was previously in development and centered around the mogul and his family. January 12th, 2024, a representative of Diddy tells The Hollywood Reporter that the mogul won't be in attendance at the Grammys. He was subsequently absent from the ceremony and all public events leading up to the awards. January 16th, Diageo and Combs resolved their legal lawsuit around marketing of products and officially end their working relationship. That was Ciroc.
Yeah, that's it right there. The powers that be at Diageo are making him kiss the motherfucking ring.
Yep.
In my opinion, of course.
All right. February 2024, the fifth assault lawsuit is filed against Diddy by Rodney Lil Rod Jones. Combs' lawyer denies the allegations, claiming, we have overwhelming, indisputable proof that his claims are complete lies. So it seems like out of all that stuff, only one thing was like gay related, like the groping of the producer.
Right.
Outside of that, you know, it's a lot of temper tantrums. Yeah. And what I want to say is, and again, I'm not saying he did or he didn't, but what I will say is that a lot more men have unknowingly and probably unintentionally raped women than they think. And by that, I mean, when you overly indulge or have a young lady overly indulge in consuming alcohol or smoking weed to get high or eating edibles, you know what I'm saying? Something that impairs her judgment to the point to where it's easy to get the draws. Technically, that's rape. Yeah, if you're knowingly feeding her liquor, if you're knowingly feeding her marijuana or edibles,
to alter her mind state,
to go from a no to it, or to increase your chances of her allowing you, or even if she gets to the point where she passes out and you still, you know, do what you do, that's rape. I actually had to come to grips with that myself one day, just shitting on the toilet. I was like, I think I was listening to a podcast, and I was like, you know, that who the fuck was? It might have been Charleston White. That was listening to that kind of put it that way, because you know when you hear rape, you always think about, you usually think about somebody forcibly assaulting and hitting on a woman, and then, you know, ripping her clothes off, and that's the rape that we think about. But really, especially in like a college environment, and even in a military environment, if you're at a kickback and you notice, hey man, that one right, they drunk, and
walk
you
the other way,
you supposed to walk the other way, or if you notice that she's taking shots at a rate far above the other females there, and you in your mind say, oh yeah, I'm gonna get her, that's rape.
You got a problem.
So with these accusations with Diddy, like I said, I ain't gonna say he did, I ain't gonna say he didn't, because I wasn't there and I don't know. But to your point, to wait 20 years later,
yeah, I mean, if it happened, my heart goes out to them, but the timing of it looks nuts. And Mel, come holler at us, whoever. Explain.
Matter of fact, we'll be back Sunday. Come sit your ass down with us.
Come on, Mel, pull up.
And pull one of these microphones to your face and speak your piece.
Come on, Mel and Shay Janae. Where y'all at with it?
So now I'm going to address the elephant in the room.
What you got?
What the fuck did he do to me?
Well, there will be no Meek slander while I'm present. So he ain't do nothing to Meek but produce some records for him or something. Ain't nothing else happening. No sir. Nope.
Hey, you gotta go back to Philly.
I do. Hey, listen.
Hey.
I gotta go back home. Listen. He ain't do nothing to me. Yep. <Mm-mm. laughs> No, sir. He ain't do nothing to me. To produce some records and send him some bottles of Ciroc.
Oh, now, yeah. That, but the expert on liquor, she ain't even know it.
Nope. Rick Ross said that. Me can't say that.
I know you want to slander his name for several reasons. You know, yeah. First off, being you're from Philly, he's from Philly, and of course, like I said, you got to go back home.
Yeah.
But I just find it odd that he hasn't, you know, responded. But it's crazy because the way society is set up, in certain instances, if you do respond, they say you make yourself look guilty.
You're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't.
Because if you don't respond, now they say, well, he ain't saying shit.
Yeah,
so it's kind of like, you know what I'm saying? I wonder what angle he taking.
Probably not going to say anything.
So do you think it's an end goal between reason why he's not saying anything, or he just kind of just like hoping it just go away?
It's probably the best to just, if you don't respond to it, it can just
go away.
The news cycle will change. But if you say something, and that keeps the news cycle going, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's best to not say anything, because if you say something, now that gives it 15 more minutes. And then people got think pieces and YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't say anything, you wait for the next shoe to drop with something else, some other nut ass shit. And you be like, oh, all right, well, we off that. Now we on this. But
right.
If you say something, you giving it like more gas. And it's like, it's the fire is like smoldering, about to go out. But you responding is, woof. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That drawing back up. So I wouldn't say anything.
Cat Tony is for the tell Diddy no.
Hey, see.
So hey, it was a meme that came out, bro. It was at one of them all white parties that your man be having. What his name is?
Michael Rubin.
Right, Rubin. Uh-huh. Yeah. And it was like Meek standing right here, and like
your guy,
and like little baby, they looking at him crazy.
Yeah.
And then it on top of the meme, it's like Meek said, "Oh, so y'all fuck Diddy too, right?"
Nah. So what you heard was me laughing at a joke that Kane told earlier, because I would never laugh at that joke. This has been edited by the fine folks at Crux Media Group, because I would never laugh at that joke, because that didn't happen that way. Nope, sure did. Matter of fact, they using AI up this joint. This really ain't me. I'm in Qatar right now. I don't know who that is.
Hey, man, shout out to Philly and Philly, man. Hey, my dog got to go home. We do not need none of the goons to say, yo, that's bull right there at the gas station that was talking that shit on Kane is Able podcast.
Mm-mm. No, sir.
Man, shit. But lastly, man, I want to coming from a nigga with paper, and by a nigga, I mean you.
Allegedly.
How do you feel about these youngins that's in the NBA right now and the NFL getting these what we perceive to believe to be passed around older social media influencers? You know, so I was talking to a young lady the other day, and that's like, how do you know she's passed around? Like, we don't know that. Like, people can say anything.
Okay. Here's what I'll say.
Before you say it, the question that I have, and definitely say what you're gonna say, but the question that I want to ask is it a money grab on the female's part? Or is it stupidity on the young bull's part? Or is it okay? They fucked who they wanted to fuck.
What Drake say on that freestyle? Combination.
Combination.
Yes. Okay. Here's how I put it to y'all, listeners. When you go buy a car, most of y'all want what? A brand new car.
If you can afford it.
If you can afford it. Mm-hmm. So if you can afford it and money is no option, no object, excuse me. Do you buy a used car with a lot of miles on it, or do you buy a brand new car? Do you go sit down at the dealership and go on the computer and pick the color and the paint and the wheels and everything custom, right? Jalen Green, you're 19 years old. You signed a deal for what, 4 years, $40 million? Number two pick in the league. This lady is 38, right?
Who?
Drea.
Yeah, I think she just turned 39.
Okay. So in some alternate universe, this could be your mom, right?
Yeah, facts. Because she has a child your age.
Okay. So even if she's not a whore.
And she's been known to have left one of her kids to go party with Chris Brown.
Yes. So and a young boy eating cans with his mouth trying to open them up. Yeah.
And even as a man, I'm pretty sure you heard of that. So would you even see her fit to be a mother for your child?
Not even that. Okay. At 19 years old, what the fuck do you have in common with a 38-year-old?
Social media. That's it.
Right. So here's my thing. You can have damn near any woman you want from 19 to, let's say,
30.
20, not even that, 25.
Okay.
Right. Why would you go after a woman that's 39 years old and probably looking to settle down? Not even about being a hoe. Mm-hmm. She's 39, has lived her life, has one or two kids. Chances are you guys aren't compatible. Not even talking about her past, your past. But when you add in her past, at no point did you say, maybe I shouldn't fuck her raw and nut in her. Mm-hmm. She has a kid by Orlando Scandrick, former Cowboy, and someone else. It didn't work out. What makes you any different? So, in my opinion, it's okay for him to sleep with her, have a good time. But to have a kid with her, you have to know it's not you, my man. It's your money and your earning potential. She just saw Jalen Brown get, what, 6 years, 300? Mm-hmm. 5 years, 300?
302.
There you go. So she's probably thinking he signed 4 years, 40 on his first deal. He got an Adidas deal. He'll probably get at least a fucking max, supermax.
At least a 280.
At least 280, right? And that'll be his second deal.
Yep, because it's Jalen Brown's second deal.
And then the third, John, by that time, probably going to be 500. So in her mind, he has the potential to earn an additional
half a mil.
Bill. You know what I'm saying? And let's say he plays like LeBron. So you can't tell me she loves the little ninja. It's a business decision. And I respect the game, but my thing is, Jalen Green, you don't have no pop. You don't have no brothers. You don't have no uncles, no old heads. Nobody told you. Man, she been hoeing since I was your age, and now I'm 40.
I wonder if it's one of those instances. I wonder if one of those instances where she's older, but you know, niggas your age, normal niggas your age, couldn't have got her. So you just kind of want to be like, ha ha, nigga, I got her.
That's like wanting to buy a 2012 fucking Phantom right now.
I mean, that's what the Steelers did.
I mean, I'm just saying, dog.
That's what the Steelers did with Russell Wilson.
Well, allegedly, because we don't know. He might be the piece that can put them over the top.
He might be the piece that put Drea.
Well, here's what's different. He's a 1 year rental to the Steelers. Mm-hmm. Now, if she really is pregnant, that's a blank check.
Blank check.
That's every year.
Yeah.
Until that kid dies. So, Jalen Green, here's my thing, brother. Get someone your age, and then she might really be into you. Get someone 25.
She gonna be into you at least 50%.
But someone 20 years older than you, my man, if you weren't dribbling a basketball and a millionaire, she wouldn't look twice at you.
Unless it was just for fucking.
She wouldn't even do that.
So if he was a regular guy and she was a regular 40-year-old, maybe. You
but
know what
clearly
saying?
She goes for athletes and ballers and entertainers. Yeah. And so if he was just regular 19-year-old young boy at State, not playing ball, wouldn't have a shot in hell.
Oh, no, not at all.
Like, matter of fact, your girl said it. Brittany Renner said she would go on, like, ESPN.com and look and see who was popping. That's how she found
P.J. Washington.
Yeah. So you mean, so you don't think Drea and them, like.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Peep young boy Instagram. Oh, he into blah, blah, blah. Oh, he going to be blah, blah, blah. Located. Matter of fact, I saw Amber Rose with young boy from the Texans. The quarterback, Stroud.
Stroud, yeah.
I'm like, dog, like. Y'all don't see the play?
Because you got to think, when they were relevant, those kids was like middle school.
Kids was babies.
So now, but you got to think, but social media was out. So now they probably done jacked off the Amber Rose. They probably done jacked off the Drea.
It's a new Amber Rose out here now. It look better than Amber Rose.
Fact.
Or build you an Amber Rose. Like, it's like the car shit. If you can afford a fucking 2024 Rolls Royce Cullinan, why you buy, well, it wasn't even made in 10, but why buy a 10 Cullinan?
Yeah.
Like, for what? You buying somebody else's problems. So, you know, Jalen Green, you saw this play out with Scandrick.
Mm-hmm.
When he was out of the league, guess where she was at? Gone.
Gone.
So, if you get hurt or something happened, 1,000%, where's she going to be? Gone.
And you're going to be on child support. Trayvon Diggs.
Oh, yeah, he got a problem. Evelyn Lozada, basketball wives.
Yeah.
Been around doing that. And then I think Carl Crawford got her pregnant, the old baseball player. Like, dog, you know, you seen her on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Like, have fun. Lease it for the night. But don't buy the car, my man. You know the car has problems. Enjoy right. it. Dog it for the weekend and turn that joint back in. But to sign up for a life with a woman that you know is not into you,
mm-hmm.
you've seen it play out on TV. Like, I think it's dumb. And they don't have no old heads, no brothers, no pops, no cousins, because there's no way I'm letting, like.
Hell no. But see, that'd be the thing that a lot of women get mad at me on social media about, is the fact that I call that shit out. Yeah. Like, some women, now again, it's some men that are vultures or predators, as they would say.
Yeah, but for young women.
For
I
young
get
women,
it.
Yeah. But these women are predators for the bag.
Right.
And all I be saying, I'm like you, I respect the game. Yeah. I respect it from the prostitutes to the diggers in the pulpit.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, if I try to educate young brothers or open their eyes to catch the game when it's being ran, don't call me sassy. Don't call me broke. Don't call me hurt, because I don't want to see another young brother get got like that.
The same way women tell other women about, watch out for him, he this, he that. We doing the same thing.
I do the same thing. I just use social media to do it, and then I get called sassy or a woman hater or who hurt you.
You are spreading the gospel.
I'm spreading the gospel. Because like I said, if you can't afford, because you know, when it comes to child support, rich niggas don't care about when they paying child support because they rich. Mm-hmm. It's the regular everyday working folks that be like, boy, goddamn, she got me paying $1,200 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Rich people, and they be like, yeah, Dr. Dre's wife settles for $50,000 a month in child support. He don't care about that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But us regular folks do.
Yeah, yeah.
So when I know that 95% of the people I know are regular working men,
mm-hmm.
well, not 95% of people I know, but people that I know are regular people.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's women out here that want your money. Even if you're not a drug dealer or a scammer, they are still looking at you with the expectation of you're supposed to finance a lifestyle. And they're trying to tell you that that is how they gauge or equate you to being a good man or a bad man.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You can go broke and have $20 in your account, pay all the bills, and they will say, oh, he paid all the bills, he's a great man. But they don't know, nigga, you about to kill yourself because you're so stressed out.
Right, they don't even care.
They don't even care because and if you don't have enough to pay all your bills or all y'all bills and still help her do the extracurricular shit she want to do, they gonna say you broke.
You a nut ass nigga.
You a nut ass nigga because I can't afford to do everything that you want to do.
Right.
Plus, take care of the house.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So no, I don't hate women. Nah, I'm not a woman hater. But come on, man, you gotta. Because I'm yet to have a son. I don't have a son yet. But I promise you, if I do, he gonna be so far ahead of the game when it comes out of these women is like, I might have women paying him.
Dog. When in doubt, show them the Brittany Renner interview where she goes to Jackson State and tells them that's what women do.
Mm-hmm.
She gave up the game.
Mm-hmm.
So if one of y'all own.
Superhead Ben gave up the game.
If one of your own admits it, and I just take it and run with it, am I wrong?
Not at all. But see, but women don't want you to give up the game.
Well,
because they want to catch a sucker. And that's why I tell them that there are suckers.
You said it. That's it. You want to catch Green, a sucker.
You a
sucker. There's no way. No way.
But I was telling a young lady one day, I said, but that boy Jaylen Brown, he too smart to get suckered.
We'll see.
He was on the chess team at Cal.
He from Atlanta. He's a conscious woke brother.
He was valedictorian. You know what I'm saying? He got accepted into the NASA program. Hey, I'm hoping.
We'll see.
I'm hoping that book smart correlates to some common sense.
He from the A, so I'm hoping he from like the real A and not like the Dwight Howard A. Like,
yeah.
Hopefully he from like where Anthony Edwards from Ant-Man. Send the video.
Yeah.
Hey.
All yeah. Right. I'm hoping he his book smarts correlate to street smarts and common sense, because right now
Bernice older than Drea.
Yeah, she's in her 40s.
Bernice's daughter looked just like her. Why not get the daughter? The new and improved. That's like having money for a PS5 or buying a fucking Nintendo.
Yeah.
But you are not that old. Not like you an old nigga that couldn't buy a Nintendo. You a young nigga never even fucking seen Nintendo. Mm-hmm. But you got money for a PS5, you go buy a Nintendo. Motherfucker, why? You don't want I'm telling you what new, it is. New, fresh out the box.
I'm telling you what it is. When that man was in high school or college, six years ago.
He 19.
Not Jaylen Brown.
Oh,
I'm talking Jaylen Brown.
Okay.
I'm talking Jaylen Brown. When he was in college and high school.
He wasn't popping 6 years ago.
Yes.
Longer than that. I'm talking about like popping. Like,
that's when she started popping.
No, more than 6 years ago.
That's what I'm saying. So I'm saying, at some point in time when he was a kid and he used to look at her Instagram, you know, probably his mind said, if I could ever get that bitch, I'm gonna get her.
Dog, the gram is full of Bernices right now with less miles on them that cost less money.
Hey, but that is like going to get a what's your favorite soda? If you drink soda,
my favorite juice, like Minute Maid lemonade or something.
Minute Maid lemonade.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're not gonna go to the food line grocery store and get the store brand of that same flavored juice. You gonna want the Minute Maid. So growing up, he might only afford the store brand.
Yeah.
But he always said, if I could ever get that Minute Maid, because that shit's so good.
But then I rolled past Chick-fil-A, and I had Chick-fil-A is better than Minute Maid.
Mm-hmm.
I got Chick-fil-A money now, so I'm going to skip Minute Maid. I'm going to the top. It's just no way, dog.
I'm just telling you.
No, I get it.
Because it used to be certain porn stars that I used to look at when I used to watch porn DVDs and shit. I'm like, well, if I could ever, not say I would ever put a kid in them.
No, but yeah.
But I wanted them.
Right, but.
And I'm thinking if it's that instance, and then you got to think them cougars smart too now.
They are, but.
So now once I get you fucking me raw, all I got to say is none of me, baby.
Listen,
you don't love me?
Listen, hold on. I'm trying to think who liked it. I don't want to say the new Drea, but you ever seen Ruby Rose?
Mm-hmm.
You ever seen Coi Leray?
Mm-hmm.
You ever seen Coco Jones from Fresh Prince?
Mm-hmm.
It's too many of them to want Drea and fucking Bernice. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
You know the girl Tyler that sing Water?
Yeah.
Nigga, it's way too many of them Jones. Brand new, untapped. We don't know what's up with them to go get a John that we have heard rumor upon rumor upon rumor. Just for my conscience, I don't even want that.
Mm-hmm.
Give me some, like, you know who I respect? Chris Brown. All his Johns be brand new.
Yeah.
Karrueche was brand new. Mother of His Children brand new. But the other niggas, Puff Daddy and Bow Wow and Future, got the Joy Chick or this.
The Pass Rounds.
Yeah. Moneybag Yo and G Herbo and Tank Davis got Ari. Chris Brown Johns be fucking imports.
That motherfuckers don't even know about. He might have found them on Instagram, but.
Listen, but you can't put them with. This one and this one and this one and this one. So I respect him.
Yeah, because they might be after my money just like Dre of them would have been. But I'd rather get got by a normal bitch.
It's no track record of her doing this.
It ain't no track record. And it's probably easier to keep this normal bitch happy because she ain't got
Bingo.
Shit. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
I get her $10,000 a month. She's, boy, listen, she's living a good life.
Listen, wasn't Drake rapping about Drea?
I think so. Is it true that Drake and Future beefing about an Instagram bitch now? And that's the reason... That's what I heard.
I'm not sure. I would hope not, but anything's possible.
Anything is definitely possible. Just like it's possible that we just ran out of time. So,
well, damn. That was good. Hey, you good? Hey, that boy ain't good.
Six of chocolate.
Damn.
But yeah, man. You know, if we could catch you again while you're in the States, man, and time permits, because I know you got to get back to the city of Philly.
You know it.
You know what I'm saying? So, if time permits, one day we could get one more episode in with you, man.
I would love to.
Outside of that. You're not back on socials yet, are you?
Nah, but you can reach me at Hennessy Black with two C's, excuse me. You can reach me at, I don't know where else. Just hit up Kane if you're trying to holler at me. Just hit that nigga. He'll know where I'm at.
If you're trying to go international for a change, see some different shit, I promise you, my dog will show you a good time. Hey, if you go to Qatar or Dubai,
pull up.
If you pull up to Dubai, he'll meet you. You pull up Qatar, he there. Right there. I promise my dog will show you a good time.
Come on, man.
You know what I'm saying? Take you to the spots you need to be at. Yes, you know what I'm saying? Maybe if we could have you back on. Before you leave, you kind of give your Qatar experiences about, you know, the low crime, the clean environment, things of that nature. You know what I'm saying? Even the do's and the don'ts while going over there. So if some folks that we know that listen are planning to go in the near future, you know what I'm saying? You could kind of put them up on game.
For sure.
We'll see if we can get that arranged.
Yeah.
And of course, I don't got to read no email because the nigga here, so I don't got to read no email from him. I don't think he sent none lately, though, because I ain't been recording lately.
I did when Shay Janae did a show with, I can't think of OG Bob or,
and Jay with Ink.
The Tattoo Ball. Yeah. I think I did on that joint. Yeah.
But yeah, outside of that, y'all know y'all can find us at, man, at canisablepod@gmail.com. If you have any comments, topics you want us to discuss, if you got any questions for Philly, like you said, hit me up at canisablepod@gmail.com. Of course, you can find me on Facebook at Hennessy Black. You can find me on Instagram and X, as it's called now, at _HennessyBlack with 2 C's. Other than that, long live Frankie, long live Five.
Frankie.
And we out.